Next item on the agenda is item 23, approval of the 2009 replenishment plan and associated procurement methods. Dr. Wesson.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
2009 has been a little bit more problematic for us to come up with a plan that we were sure was correct because of all the changes in the budget, but the most obvious thing is we've had a major budget cut, as already been mentioned, and the OSHA program has been cut from about $1.2 million in general funds to less than $400,000 in general funds. So we've cobbled together a lot of things to have a program for this year, trying to keep the focus on Blue Ribbon Panel recommendations that we started a couple of years ago and trying to keep those initiatives going. We have about $600,000 of waterway improvement funds that are special funds that we've been able to replace some of the loss in the general funds with. But the rest of the funds that we have are primarily smaller projects that we've gotten some small grants with. And the possibility we also have some funding from crab disaster funds, but that'll be strictly for retraining watermen and aquaculture, either extensive or intensive. And the main thing we've been trying to salvage out of this year's replenishment program is to get the house shells overboard, as well as trying to keep the ray program going, because those seem to be the two biggest needs. Because it didn't look like the funds were going to make it to buy all the house shells, I did approach Maryland DNR with the possibility, could they use some of our shells this year so that shells wouldn't be wasted, and they are interested in that and are interested in buying up to $400,000 worth of our shells that will allow us to do programs like the Ray program and things that we probably would not have been able to do otherwise. Won't be any moving any natural sea this year because we don't have the funds to do it. We are keeping the spat on shell program going minimally. We have some funds from Virginia Beach to do match for the Corps' work in the Lynn Haven to do spat on shell. We have to finish up a project that we actually started in 2007, the spat on shell, that a small amount of work needs to be done. And then we could have a relatively big private initiative if and when the crab disaster funds get here. Basically, all the rest of the things are just different ways of using shell. We have budgeted for keeping at least as many rays being bought as we bought last year. And I guess the rest is just, if you have any questions on any of that, it's...
Any questions, Dr. Wesson?
The main thing that you have to approve for me is the procurement methods.
I'm sorry, Dr. Yep. Mr. Fox.
On the cow nose ray issue, is Maryland doing anything?
To date, they're not, but we've been having some recent talks about expanding the cow nose ray work, and now I think they're interested in working together with us on some little problems.
We've had some discussions, Mr. Fox, with them, aside from Dr. Weston being there, and yeah, it looks like maybe we can work something out. Price per pound?
30 cents for us. There's some other funding additions that have come from other sources, but we're paying 30 cents per pound.
Didn't we go through an issue last year whether or not that was sizable enough per pound to make it worthwhile? Did it work out in the
we
end?
We sold all, I mean, we used all our money, so they...
Okay. I just want to get that on the record. So we need to approve today
the method.
Procurement. Ms. McCroskey, you satisfied? Ma'am, that's my question. You're my financial person. Are you everything fine with the procurement aspect of it?
Yes, I would just like
come forward, please.
Okay, sorry.
It's all right.
Wanted to point out one thing that I thought was misleading. Maybe y'all are confusing to me. When Jim shows you that he would likely spend $600,000 in the Waterway Improvement Fund, if we do work with the state of Maryland, we're going to spend the money ourselves, and then the money that you see on the back from the state of Maryland will be just reimbursing us for some of our expenditures.
I'm sure you'll get it, too.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, she knows where every quarter's heading, believe me. Matters before the commission.
Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve the 2008 oyster replenishment program and the procurement procedures.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Holland. God, y'all have all been promoted today. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure enough that's true. Right. We've done.